This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, get 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, the media that's owned by six corporations worldwide, for the record, in case you didn't know. Also, go over there and check on the right side of the page. You can get links to live radio. We broadcast into 134 cities across America. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts over there. As well, friends, go ahead and check out the social media platform in which we're on and click onto it. Join us on Top Chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Don't forget to subscribe and do it today. Cool? Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, the same thing over there. Click onto the social media platform. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. Lines are open. Stick to the topic. Add to, take away, whatever the case might be. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. You can check that out in John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And again, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Well, here we go, friends. We're off to a good start, aren't we? We see an individual that's responsible for treason, take the people's White House by major voter fraud, which we all know across the boards. And what is he doing? Well, he's doing exactly what he's always done. He's doing that which is illegal. He's coming up with these illegal executive orders. I believe someone said this morning 51. I can stand corrected on that. That's just what somebody shared with me this morning, 51 executive orders. Keep in mind, if they are not congruent with Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause in the United States Constitution, they are null and void. We do a whole show on this. They are null and void, just like his criminal administration. Boy, oh boy, friends, instead of sitting here highlighting the crimes of this administration, don't you think it's time for 330 million people to be the law that God has called them to be in keeping his commandments, Deuteronomy 8:11, and establishing judgment within the gates so we can all, 330 million of us, enjoy peace and righteousness within the gate, Amos 5:15? I mean, folks, we've been so conditioned to subject ourselves to the lawless because for some reason or another, we've been conditioned to believe that they are above the law. I'm here to tell you, friends, they're not above the law. But how do the lawless act? Well, we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked lawless tree now, metaphorically. Isn't that right? Yeah. We see that Joe Biden, listen to this. See how people have been so dummied down, Hosea 4:6? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. people believe that now Joe Biden somehow is the president of the United States of America, and now he is somehow or another become a law unto himself. Where are you getting that? Oh, I get it. I get it. The controlled opposition, right? The best that the conservatives have, yesterday's liberals, because that's exactly what they are. And they're ignorant because they never make reference to the Constitution that brings about the resolve that we all claim that we want. So therein lies the issue. But who's turning them on? The people. It comes right back to the people, the responsible party. But let me highlight something here really quick, friends, because this is just out today. And you can see for yourself exactly as to what's taking place here. Breitbart just reported Biden's DHS releasing border crossers into the United States without a coronavirus test. Of course, because the coronavirus isn't aimed at foreigners, friends. It's aimed at the American people. Don't you remember after September 11th, friends? Remember the Patriot Act was passed at 3:30 in the morning, and not one of your said representatives, friends, read that bill before they passed it. Do you remember this? And it was, what, a whole 3 feet stack high? It was craziness, but it was passed. What was it called? It was called the Patriot Act. Who could deny that this was doing the right thing, friends? Well, if we'd have just taken time to understand what the fourth president of the United States of America said, that being James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution, that if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. What did we see happen after September 11th? Well, they created agencies to war against foreigners? No, to war against the American people. See, you need to understand perfect judgment. Now I'm going over to Deuteronomy 28, going to 15, because 1 through 15 are all the blessings that fall to the people that love God enough to actually obey him. Out of love, not because they have to or else, just for the record. Christians do what they do because they're saved. They don't do what they do because they're trying to get saved. Okay, there's a difference. But if you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, what does it say? But it shall come to pass if thou wilt hearken. He says, if thou wilt not hearken, not listen carefully unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Well, if I'm going down now to verse 43, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, what does it say? The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Okay? Now, because the people don't want to deal with corruption within the United States of America, what do we have? We have mayors, right? We have felons disguising themselves as mayors, alluring in illegals into America to a welfare system on taxpayer dollars. What are they doing? They're stealing away taxpayer dollars, and they're supporting illegals, and they're alluring them into the United States of America because, in fact, they're being handed your land, friends. That's what's happening, is it not? Again, look at the screen here for those that can watch. Breitbart, Biden's DHS releasing border crossers into the United States without coronavirus tests. Well, of course. Friends, again, who's this all aimed at? Now, keep in mind, if you're an illegal, you don't even have to produce an ID. Folks, you can just walk through the TSA. Oh, and speaking of the TSA, what did the TSA, what was it all spawned out of? What was it conceived out of? September 11th. What is that, friends? The TSA is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Do you understand what's going on here? It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, the rights of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against all unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. Folks, ever since September 11th, you have been accused as a suspected terrorist, while foreigners don't have to produce a thing. Folks, what's happening? You're under the judgments of a Most High God. Do you see the correlation here, friends? They're being lured in. They're handing your country off to foreigners. And because you don't want to deal with corrupt politicians, this is going to go on.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For that bad news. No, folks, the bad news is going to continuously rain down upon you until you deal with corruption in your system. Folks, if you look at Machiavelli, the history of the Republic of Machiavelli, the Machiavellians destroyed their own country. How did they do it? They allowed their politicians to destroy the country. The same thing that's happening here in America. Again, yesterday I said it, and 1,000 times preceding that I said it. That's the reason we have provision, and the U.S. Constitution is to deal with corrupt politicians. Article 2, Section 4, even if they violate the smallest or transgress the smallest of laws, friends, called misdemeanors, they are to be impeached by you, the people, okay? Again, yesterday I was sharing with you, when you read the preamble, we the people of the United States. This is the preamble. You are the government, okay? We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states, right? What do we do? What do we do, okay? We establish justice. That's the first thing we do. We establish justice. And if we don't, which guards our liberties, which is written below Moses and the Ten Commandments above the heads of the injustices in the Supreme Court on the back of the building. Justice, the guardian of liberty. If you don't want to be the law, rest assured, like the Machiavellians, you're handing your country over to those that mean to destroy it. And you've been doing it far too long, Americans. And I want to say this. If you're guilty of it, it's time for you to repent. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21. And the bottom line is let's see the fruits of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. And what is that? To take vengeance upon those that are disrupting, friends, the system of peace that God has established through his moral law. The end of his law is peace, like it or not, friends. It's just how it goes. Just like in natural law, you want peace, then you need to follow the orders given unto you by your government. And in this government, it's called common law. It's the Mosaic Institution, right? Like thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not lie. You get all that? That's the second tablet. What about the first one? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain, right? There's the first and the second. And what is the fulfilling of that law? It's love. And what is it in Matthew 22, verse 37? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Love. Love. You know, and the problem we're having in this country today is we see that the love of many waxeth cold because they're workers of lawlessness and iniquity, right? Because they don't know what real love is. Real love says that we do that which is right before God by His Holy Ghost who's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. And in turn, what do? We do that which Jesus is doing. Not what would He do, it's what is He doing. We're following Him, right? Matthew 4:19. And what does He do? He causes us to become fishers of men in the process. And we're also called church. We're also called to be the repairers of the breach. We're not supposed to sit there and preach gloom and doom and preach a message without hope. That is not scriptural in any sense of the word. Go to Isaiah 58:12 when you get a moment. I want to go back over to this because just on the way back from the dentist this morning, I noticed none other than, boy, oh boy, were they raining down a whole lot of powder and dust and barium and the sulfur and other chemicals down on the people. Chemtrails were spraying like crazy business today in the state of Minnesota. And by the way, that's been going on here in the state of Minnesota for a long time, since 1968 to be exact. And for some reason or another, they're acting outside of our Congress. And who is the Congress? We the people. Okay, so we have issues that we have in front of us, but we need to put a stop to it together because we can do this. One nation under God, okay? And I believe that the Spirit of God seeks those that will serve Him with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength in a time such as this to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Folks, what an let me say it this way. What an opportunity we have, church, to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What an opportunity that we have to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And just think about this. I gotta say it. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And just think about this as well. John 21, the end of the chapter. Had all the books been written concerning the miracles that Jesus performed, there's not enough books in the world that it could have contained them. And yet Jesus looks at you and says, greater works will you do. There's no excuse. And here's a word of encouragement for you as well. You cannot find in Scripture anywhere, my friends, where God fails a faithful man or where God fails a faithful woman of God. You cannot find it in Scripture. That's what we're preaching here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, be encouraged about what's going on here. We have enough information. We just need to act upon the information that's been given unto us. Well, I can hear someone say, well, I'm praying. I'm praying. No, you're hiding behind prayer is what you're doing. Do. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. James 2:14 through 26. Faith without works is dead. Let me give you an analogy. Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist back in the 1800s. Frederick Douglass, he said that he was a slave and he prayed for 20 years. He prayed for 20 years. That's all he did was prayed for 20 years that he would be liberated. He said nothing happened. Hey, church, for all your prayers, what's happening? A whole lot of nothing. Why? Because you're not responding to your prayers. What did Frederick Douglass come up with? He said, I received my freedom when I put my feet to my prayers. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, but be a doer of the word, friends, not just a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. Now, going back to chemtrails, friends, they were spraying like mad this morning. And I have firsthand experience in on this topic as well. I remember we were flying into Tennessee with my friends that was a military pilot, F-16s. He would fly F-16s. And he was right next to me, and I looked at him, and I looked out the window, and I seen a jet not too far away from us spraying down chemicals. It wasn't contrail, it was chemtrail. And I woke him up, and I said, hey, look at that. And I played stupid for a minute, and I wanted to see what he was going to say. And I said, what is that that's coming out of the wings, the side of the wings of the plane? And he looked at me dumbfounded, friends, and he said, that's not contrail. And I said to him, you better know it's not contrail. They've been doing this stuff for a long time, and the American people know it. It's another sign of judgment. I'm sorry. It's another sign of judgment. Deuteronomy 28:24, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now, I want to say this, and I want people to understand what Scripture says on this, too. And then I'm going to get back over to my main topic here, okay? When you look at what it says, you need to understand that because God is good, he's not going to overlook the wrong. He's known by the judgments that he executes. Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97, go to Isaiah 26, verse 9, the second part of that scripture. And the list goes on and on and on. We can go to Psalm 9:16 and 17. I'm known by the judgments that I execute. We need to understand that that's who he is. He's a good judge. And what makes him good? He will not at all overlook the iniquity of any. Okay? That's why we need Jesus Christ. That's why we need the blood of the Lamb. Revelations 1:5. That's why we need to be redeemed through his blood, right? And the fact of the matter is, through that reconciliatory measure taken by faith, as we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2, we receive the fruit thereof and we grow in faith. 2 Peter 3:18. But I want you to understand that he's known as a judge. And when you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, listen carefully. This applies. It's applicable to everybody. To those that say you don't believe, it doesn't matter if you believe or not. What happens if you stand in front of a truck? You're going to face your judge, regardless if you like it. You're going to kneel, and you're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm in Philippians 2, and right before that, I was talking about Hebrews 9:27. But I want you to listen to this carefully, because it applies to all of us. And it shall come to pass, as the Lord rejoiced over us to do us good, which he still is concerning the righteous, and to multiply you. He's done that, friends. So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to nothing, to naught. And you shall be plucked up from off the land, whither thou goest to possess it. I want to ask this question. What needs to happen before the American people respond to what's going on here? Because the heavier the judgments, because I've said it 1,000 times, friends, and it's happening again, the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. And I constantly hear people say, man, if that didn't happen that way, he goes, I wouldn't be seeking the face of God right now. Well, I'll tell you what, that's why the judgments fall, that you might turn and understand where these things are coming from, because they fall upon the heads of the wicked, those that know to do the right thing, but yet do it not. Okay? And that's why we see 86% of the professors in this country under judgment, because again, going back to the third commandment found in Exodus 20, what does it say? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, because he says right after that, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That's where we are at today, friends. Okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to tee this up, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about the corralling of the ignorant into a new system of tyranny. I could spend weeks on all the information coming out right now concerning the tyranny taking place behind the guise of this pandemic, friends. As I've said, and I say again, those that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination. And now they're beginning to push incrementally, little by little, into more forced compliance. You better stop and think about what's going on, friends, and fight for the rights that you have now while you still have them.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Vice President Kamala Harris has been taking calls with world leaders on behalf of President Biden. She recently fielded calls from Emmanuel Macron of France and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. As far as when we can expect President Biden to call Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, White House spokesman Jen Psaki says,
his first call with a leader in the region will be with Prime Minister Netanyahu. It will be soon.
More than 4 million people in Texas remain without power. Houston Mayor Democrat Sylvester Turner believes people have a right to be frustrated due to the long power outages in the region.
It's been a very difficult period, and it's even more difficult when you can't tell people specifically how much longer will they be without power.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Tax filing season is now underway after a delayed start, and it's expected to bring challenges and confusion as taxpayers and the IRS navigate pandemic-related issues, including some pertaining to stimulus checks. Many people also receiving pandemic unemployment insurance, to which Paul Miller, founder of Miller & Company LLP, tells me,
both the federal and the state unemployment are taxed, and so far what we've seen in the state of New York is the federal unemployment is included with the state unemployment. So when you get your statement from the government, it includes both the federal and the state.
A young girl injured in a crash involving a former Kansas City Chiefs coach is awake after 11 days. The update was posted on the GoFundMe page that's seeking donations for her medical expenses. Kansas City police are continuing to investigate the crash involving Britt Reed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Okay, so I want to get to this right away. We got about 2 segments left, by the way. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check out those 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the CIA-controlled media. Also, go to the right side of the page. There's links. There's radio links as well as social media platform links. And, friends, go ahead and check them out. Join us on Top Chat. If you can view, friends, we got much that we're showing you besides just a camera on Bradley Dean. It's also on the topic, showing you the videos and the such as we play them even now. That we've been using this for the last couple of days. Pretty cool stuff. Join us on Top Chat. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to beforeitsnews.com. Go to the top, the social media platform. Join us on Top Chat if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Now, this is what I want to do. I want you to remember this because this wasn't too long ago. It was about a year ago. We had little Anthony Fauci, the little henchman, the little minion, the stooge for Bill Gates, who's another bigger stooge, right? He's just got the checkbook. We remember when he came out and he told us all that, well, speaking of masks, go ahead, play that.
There's a lot of confusion among people and misinformation surrounding face masks. Can you discuss that?
The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Now, when you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
You guys don't remember this,
when
right?
You're in the middle of an outbreak. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet.
Yeah.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
Oh, and can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill. The people, when you look at the films of foreign countries and you see 85% of the people wearing masks, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not against it. If you want to do it, that's fine.
But it can lead to a shortage of masks.
Exactly, that's the point. It could lead to a shortage of masks for the people who really need it.
That's the point. And that was apparently on 60 Minutes. Did we forget about that? You know how they get away with what they get away with, right, friends? Because the short-term memories of the people that they continuously drive around, namely the sheeple, right? Mask off the tyrants, mask on the people. Oh, we've all heard that before. Well, mask off the tyrants, we can see the mask goes now on the people, namely the people that should know better, because I just played some audio for you from over a year ago. This coming from the same guy that was just busted 2.5 weeks ago, Anthony Fauci, where videos were surfacing where they, in fact, same players, same script, tried doing the same exact thing that's rolling out in real time in America today. They tried doing this 10 years ago, friends. And we know all this was pre-planned. We've been told all about this by the same people that were forecasting it. We played all those videos for you, friends. So why is it that we're here today? Especially with, well, over the last couple days, we had, I think it was on Friday's show of last week, where we had a caller call in from Indiana, and he asked a question about boxes and masks and how the boxes say that they don't work, and he wanted proof of that. So I went online, it took me a whole whopping 30 seconds, and I found it right away, and I read it for him, that the masks don't work. But yet you look around and you see 80% of the American people walking around pretending with a pretended authority, and then you wonder why they keep pushing the envelope forward. Well, they're encouraged by your ignorance, friends. They're encouraged. Oh, and by the way, this morning when I went to the dentist and I came back from the dentist, obviously I'm here, right? I listened to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an hour and a half, of her expose concerning what's going on here, friends. It's not about science, we've been told by doctors. It's about control. You better know that it's about control. You better know that it's about genocide. You better know it's about they want to get it into your body as quick as possible before you actually figure out what you're putting into your body. I didn't say it. Folks, tens of thousands of doctors on a global basis are trying to shake the people awake on a global scale. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people that are awake. But what's interesting to me is how you see these people that are wearing masks. How many of them, when they see me not wearing a mask, all of a sudden they rip theirs off, or they're shamed to take theirs off. They're shamed. I look at them, right, until they're shamed, and then they pull their mask off and say, I'm not wearing this thing neither. They're encouraged because they don't see somebody going along with them. I want to say this because I just seen somebody on Top Chat just talk about, well, I want to go to the library and I want to get books. What do I do? What do I say? Well, let me just tell you this right off the bat. The burden of proof doesn't lie on you, my friend. It lies on them. And guess what? There is no law to enforce what they're doing inside the library. Who pays to support those libraries? You do if you work. Okay? Also wanted to add one more thing. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny today had shared with the people that there's 80 percentile of the people that wear the masks. Listen to me carefully. 80% of the people that are wearing their masks, friends, 80% of them are the ones that are getting sick. Not the ones that aren't wearing the masks. The people that aren't wearing the mask, they're just fine. By the way, just like little Anthony Fauci had said over a year ago. Okay? They don't work. So why are you pretending? Why do you feel that you have to prove what they can't to go inside of a store? And by the way, if they don't want you, they don't want your business, because the new model seems to be go ahead and attack your customers, then leave and don't ever go back. Because the point is, those people that are attacking you are the ones that are under attack by a governor that they fail to deal with. So I wouldn't buy anything from them anyways. If they can't show any courage in standing up for their customers and their clientele, then they're not worth their salt, are they? Absolutely not, friends. And it's time that we understand what is lawful and what is not lawful. And what this is, friends, is not lawful in any sense of the word. I just played some audio where Anthony Fauci said over a year ago, they don't work, on a 60-minute interview, okay? Then what we do is we see that they went from they don't work to seeing and being encouraged by and through the compliance of the ignorant. So what did the tyrants do? They decided to take it another level where they are now stating that we should all wear masks for several months while the vaccines roll out. Well, not that anyone was asking for a vaccination, but then again, this is not how tyrants push forth an agenda. They sell you fear, they create the chaos and bring it about a new order, and then bring in their resolve through what? Illegal forced measures, corralling you into compliance. I touched on this just a little bit on Saturday. I was talking to my attorney friend out of Virginia. I mean, he's an attorney. He's a Christian constitutionalist. And when he gets involved, he wins. And we've won three times, three precedents across the country. Okay? We have the law on our side, friends. But while I was talking about him, he said, yeah. I said, you know, it's going from now kids can't go back to public schools if they don't get their vaccinations. Not that you should have them in a public school in the first place. If you want to break the system, friends, then pull your kids out of public schools and raise them yourself. I mean, let me ask you the question, just common sense. And I'm not saying this to just backhand you if you don't know the difference. I'm saying this in all sincerity, okay? What kind of a fool would send their kid to a public school to be raised up by their enemies in the first place? Okay? Let's go to the next point. I was also told just a couple days ago that, you know what, they're talking in our country, in America, friends, just to show you how they've been encouraged by the mask wearers, right? Now they're talking about interstate travel. In other words, if you don't have your vaccinations, you're not going to be able to interstate travel from state to state. Drive. We already see the airlines falling in line with this ungodly covenant, which will be disannulled again, Isaiah 28, verse 18. They're going to learn from history just like every other tyrant did, friends. The fact of the matter is I prefer it happen now rather than after destruction takes place. Prevention is better than cure, okay? So we're hearing more and more and more. We've heard governors say that, well, you're not going to be able to buy or sell unless you comply with my unconstitutional orders. And then praise God, we had these judges stand up, these federal judges stand up and say, you know what? What they're doing is unconstitutional. They don't have the authority to do that. I heard that. Did you hear that, friends? Listen, Saturday's show had 82,000 people on it. There's a lot of people listening to me right now just on social media platforms. I can hear what those judges are telling me. Can you? I hear the judges telling us the law's on our side, and I hear the judges telling us that, listen, we're trying to educate you, Judges 2, verse 16, as to the fact that they're playing the tyrant right now, and good government is looking for the American people to stand up and work with good government to put an end to the bad government. Remember, a little leaving at the whole lump? Well, that's what's happening, okay? For goodness sakes, friends, for our own sakes and for our posterity's sake, let's stand up and go back to the preamble of the U.S. Constitution and establish justice in this union so we can know peace and righteousness within the gate. Now, what I want to do, because I want to be short on my comments, because this next video just popped up. And it is just outstanding. And I'm only going to have enough time right now to just tee it up for the last segment here. But what I want you to know is the time that this kid must have taken to get this video to us is just second to none. Because what's happening over in England, what's happening over in Europe, Germany, France, whatever the case might be, Australia, the UK, what's happening over in Canada right now, we can all gauge as to what they're trying to do here now. Remember, Americans, we're the great obstacle to the New World Order, said George Soros. Why? Because we're the last ones standing, and we better make that stand count. So I say stand up and be counted. I'm going to play this audio for you as to what's transpiring over in the UK and in America right now, because it's not stopping with masks, friends. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, so this piece is about 5 minutes long. This kid took the time to share with you how this is taking place incrementally across the globe. As I just shared with you before, the end of the last segment, friends, look to the other countries right now. Germany and France and Israel, by the way, is a part of this. Not only are they rebelling, but the facts of the matter, friends, they're standing up in the hundreds of thousands in each of their prospective countries defying this tyranny, but government is defying their defiance. You have full-blown tyranny. You have full-blown tyrants with masks off. Well, the people are complying to their tyranny, and they all the well know it's tyranny. That's what's insane here. You don't submit to a tyrant, friends, and expect things to get better. The Bible's clear. The mercies of the wicked are cruel. The Bible tells us in Jonah 2:4, it says that they that observe lying vanities forsake your own mercy. When you have the truth and the light, you have to respond to it and fight the good fight of faith. Because if you don't do that, your rights will be stripped from you. And keep in mind, your rights are not taken away, friends. They're forfeited. Okay? Because our rights come from God. They don't come from these eggheads. Seriously, they do not come from, and I'm looking at what I'm about ready to show you right now for the viewer. You can see what I'm talking about when I say eggheads. There's one of them for you right there. But what I want to do is I want you to just get a download on this information because it's incredible as to what's going on. He's going to start off talking about what a representative of the English people over in the UK, and then he'll interpret for you what it means, and then he's going to start telling you what's happening if you don't get the vaccination over in England, and then he's going to bring it over to America. So go ahead and check out this video. Judah, go ahead and kick that off, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, despite repeated promises that the UK government would never, ever consider doing so, Dominic Raab turned heads this morning on LBC when he announced that, yes, we are considering deploying the COVID vaccine passports domestically, and you might need them even to go to the supermarket. Take a listen.
Back on the vaccine passports, clearly this is something that's going to have to be agreed internationally, which the government is now making signs that it's looking at. What's though to stop a company in this country demanding that in order to enter a restaurant or in order to go into a pub in the future, that someone produce a document saying that they've got a vaccine, a domestic vaccine passport where you have to show a bit of paper to go into a supermarket or something like that?
Well, it's something that hasn't been ruled out and it's under consideration, but of course you've got to make it workable. And you've got to, I think the thing with when I've looked at this, whether it's on the international, domestic or the local level, you've got to know that the document that is being presented is something that you can rely on.
Well, yes, Bob, we are considering requiring a vaccine passport just to let you buy food at the supermarket. Oops, blimey. Wasn't supposed to read that part yet. And indeed, Dominic Raab's aides scrambled to clarify that Mr. Raab had been responding to a hypothetical question, you see, and while vaccine passports are being looked at for international travel, which was also never supposed to happen, they're certainly not being considered domestically. No, that's not supposed to happen till April, you see. Yes, this is being covered by the Daily Mail and several other publications, but while it is new to actually hear it straight from a government employee, yeah, the gloves are coming off as the masks have gone on, but it's no surprise to viewers of this channel, the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. After all, we've been watching as grocery stores prepared to do testing there, or even hiring thousands of pharmacy technicians and training them up on how to administer the COVID-19 vaccine right there at the grocery store. We also saw the huge
grocery
stores
in America.
Like Costco, Kroger, Walmart, yep, and Amazon invest millions of dollars into retooling their entire flow to have special parking spots for curbside pickup, yep, and a special online ordering, as if, because they've been doing this over the course of the last year now, as if they somehow had insight into the idea that one day in the future, possibly, there could be a situation where there was an entire class of customers who would no longer be allowed to enter their store. And now we see that that's exactly what's happening.
Exactly.
We also knew that this was going to happen because these talking points went out from the Rockefeller Foundation themselves in their COVID-19 National Testing and Tracing Action Plan, which called out grocery stores, just like farms and other parts of the food supply chain, as dirty and dangerous, and basically said that grocery store employees should receive a pay bonus for working there on the front lines of the pandemic, something which, under the new Biden-Harris administration, has just been implemented. All of a sudden now, grocers are being offering...
They're being bought off
a premium. They're offering $4 extra hazard pay as a pandemic pay for those frontline workers on the first responders to the pandemic. Again, just pushing the propaganda, the idea that it's so dirty and dangerous there around all that food and all those people that you shouldn't even be going to the store. We saw these articles, why you should probably stop going to the grocery store, you know, given that whole coronavirus thing. Yep. So we've been covering this theme about major changes to food retail because that's got to happen as these food shortage situation gets worse and worse. Consumers' access to food will be removed. They will be distanced from the actual food.
Okay, so there you have it. In other words, friends, what they're pushing us to right now is buying and selling. And if you don't have their vaccination, well, this lines up perfectly. Now, I'm not going to go to the end times, friends, because we have a system of government where we can put a stop to this right now. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, if you want to deal with those special interest groups, you have to, you know, people, this is the best way to say it. You hear people, and this is going to turn some lights on for some of you folks out there, but you see a lot of people talk about the deep state. Well, let me say this. The deep state can't do what the deep state does without the politicians doing it for them. Okay? You deal with corruption concerning your politicians and shut those doors, the deep state has no power whatsoever over you. Legally, anyways. The fact of the matter is, friends, you have to shut the door. You have to deal with corrupt politicians because this is the only resolve in dealing with what you call the deep state. That's shutting them down and shutting them off. And the only way that this is happening right now is through your corrupt politicians who are working on the behalf of special interest groups. Don't kid yourself out of believing that what I'm telling you is not true, friends. Because this, in fact, what this young man just shared with us on Ice Age Farmer, he's taking the time to show you the download that's taking place behind closed doors, and the mainstream media is not going to show you this. When I was listening to Mrs. Tenpenny this morning, and I'm talking about Sherry Tenpenny, it's interesting to note the way that they actually turned 80 million Germans to hate the Jews. She said that there was a doctor that was coming forth, and he's out there blowing this in the wind, Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33. He's a faithful witness that delivers the souls, if you'll hear as to what he has to say. But Adolf Hitler convinced the people that the Jews were diseased. I don't know if you know this or not. Adolf Hitler convinced 80 million people, Germans, that the Jews were diseased. And what did they do? They began to ostracize them. They begin to discredit them, obviously, then ostracize them. They begin to, not only that, but discredit them, polarize them, and demonize them. And it's exactly what's going to happen, friends, if you don't get on your game, because we've already heard from the likes of Mr. Bill Gates, the devil himself incarnate, one of them, John 8:44, John 10:10 as well, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the history of this criminal. It's interesting to note, friends, that he's the one that said anti-vaxxers are the ones that are responsible for killing children. And I have right in front of me right now, if you have not seen this, I'm going to show my viewers again so you can see as to what's taking place here. But if you read this, this is February 15th, 2021. I doubt you will get a jab after reading that. UK government shocking report on COVID-19 vax side effects. Okay? It's just like Bill Gates' dad, who's responsible, along with 330 million accomplices, namely the American people, that are responsible for killing 60 million babies. He was the head of the Planned Parenthood, right? Well, guess what? Now his son wants to come about and go ahead and swing at it and leave himself a legacy as well. Though he's going to end up in hell exactly where he belongs, friends, unless he repents. But I believe that he's already crossed lines, lines in the sense of no return. He's an evil, wicked, wicked man. But they're not pointing to the fact that they're the ones responsible for killing people through these vaccinations, these Pfizer and Moderna vaccinations, friends. No. They're not going to tell you that. Did you know that with the rise in vaccinations administered came a rise in adverse reactions with 49,472 reported reactions to the Pfizer vaccine and 21,032 reactions to the Oxford vaccine? For both vaccines, this equates in one in every 333 people suffering an adverse reaction, okay? You want to go ahead and take your chances? That's up to you. But in ending here, friends, I want you to hear this. Oh, I'm not going to be able to get to it. I'm going to have to highlight it tomorrow. But as you can see on the screen, friends, it goes on and on and on of the side effects going on over in the UK right now that's being unreported. But they want to blame the innocent for what they're guilty of, friends. Revelations 12:10. Get to it. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.